Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's 38 Special bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Sarah Petty is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the co-author of Worth Every Penny. Sarah, I need your website, please.
Joyofmarketing.com.
All right, and what do they find when they get there?
We have a small business blog where we talk about boutique marketing and all kinds of other goodies. But if you're going to compete without using price, you have to pay attention to all the little things, and that's what our book is about.
Right, exactly. So one of the things you do is you blog about different things, and we were in the previous segment we were talking about running a couple of parallel universes. Your regular day job, and then, you know, building out your small business as you're going through time. You know, I've known people who've done that, Sarah, who never intended to quit their day job, but their little parallel universe just took on such critical mass, they eventually just had to quit. I mean, it just basically got too successful for them, and they wound up quitting. And so they weren't putting pressure on that business.
Yep.
It was so good, it was putting pressure on them. Sometimes that happens. But you recently talked about you identified three things that people should think about before they clock out for the last time.
Yeah.
Customers, cash flow, and time.
Yeah, so you've got to have customers. And I think people sit in their world and they create their thing, whether it's making jewelry or being a photographer, whatever, and they decide, I'm going to open a business, and then they don't have any customers. So your database is your biggest asset, and I think that's one of the advantages of running that parallel universe is that you can build up a database and you can have exposure. So as you're growing, you have people to reach out to and people who can brag on you and refer you.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Yep.
All right.
Number two, cash flow. People see, okay, just using photography, for example, because that's very low, an industry with very low barrier to entry. Anybody can just pop up and say, hey, I'm a photographer.
And even lower these days with all the very professional technology that you can buy for not a lot of money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they think, well, if I, you know, cost me, you know, $100 to create these images at the lab or whatever, if I sell them for $200 or $300, I'm making money. And they add that up and decide, well, I can quit my day job. But then you forget about operating expenses, marketing expenses. What happens when you drop that lens and insurance and all the benefits that you're leaving at your job? And then is your stuff different enough to be worth more? Because a lot of people, they just want a commodity. So if you're not marketing correctly, you just get people who say, oh, but I just want a photographer. So how much are you? You just want cheap, and that's not a sustainable business model.
Well, see, this comes back to the customer thing, too. A friend of mine was advising someone who, this guy wanted to go into the food business, and his prime, for whatever reason, his prime thing that he was going to make was soup. He thought he was the greatest soup man in the world. This is a true story, folks. And my friend said, well, do people like your soup? He said, oh, I don't know. He said, well, I think you better go give some soup away and see if the people will eat your soup first. Now, I know that sounds like a silly story, but that's a true story. And so, you know, folks, you have to find out when you have customers. You talked about customers. You got to find out if the dogs will eat the dog food, don't you? You know, just because they know you and like you doesn't mean, and you know, I've always said this, the second greatest day in my career in doing what I'm doing right now was when the first corporate customer became my sponsor. But that wasn't the greatest day. The greatest day was when they renewed the second time.
Yes.
When they came back.
Yes.
And that's what you want with customers. And then you talk about cash flow. and managing all that. This is the single biggest reason why people fail. Not because they don't have a good product, not because they didn't work hard enough, not because of anything else, but they couldn't manage the cash flow.
Yep. Very true.
Because all small businesses are undercapitalized, aren't they?
They are. And what I have learned after so many years of consulting with businesses and looking at their financials is that they think they have money coming in and they think that's their money.
Right.
They're not looking at all the money going out and sort of subtracting one from the other and seeing if it's a positive.
It'll take your breath away.
Yeah, because a lot of people, by the time you
see the way cash can go out of a company will turn you ashen, won't it?
Yep. It absolutely will. And I had to learn some hard lessons over the years. I was growing so quickly that I wasn't planning for taxes, and I got hit with some tax bills that would make most people throw up.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you can succeed yourself out of business, can't you?
You sure can.
People think that's crazy, but you can succeed yourself right out of business.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can't make it too fast. You can't make it too slow. You just have to learn exactly how to know what the heck is in there.
Right.
In that bank account, and what's yours and what's not.
Exactly. Hey, Sarah, I need the website again, please.
joyofmarketing.com.
And the book is called Worth Every Penny. Where is that available?
You can get that anywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, most bookstores.
Which Sarah Petty co-authored with Aaron Verbeck. Hey, Sarah, thanks for being here. Good job. Great insights. Thank you for helping us.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Come back again real soon. Sarah Petty, ladies and gentlemen, we always love having Sarah on the show. She'll be back another day, I promise. In the meantime, I'm going to take a quick break, 29 after the hour. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.